Now, the answer to that wonderful Cole Porter song, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, may no longer be I Do. More than 200 of the multimillionaires, that is, have written a letter telling governments around the world that they would like to be taxed a bit more, please. In a letter addressed to world leaders and business executives meeting in Davos for the World Economic Forum, the multimillionaires have urged them to urgently introduce wealth tax to help tackle extreme inequality. I've been speaking to one of them, the heiress Marlene Engelhorn. First, a personal question. How much is she worth?
I can't really say because I don't actually completely fully know. So I can say double digits in the millions. It's a multi-million sum. It's more than anybody should own. And I don't think I'm worth that just because I have access to that amount of wealth.
Tell us why you are involved in writing this letter, asking leaders of the world to increase taxation for people like you.
First and foremost, democracy. I mean, in democracy, we agree that we share power equally because we agree that we are equal in rights and in dignity, as stated also by the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, but just in general, as political equals. And when you have a huge amount of wealth that is accumulated and concentrated with a very, very small group of people, what effectively happens is this wealth is power, and this power counteracts democracy. We have a huge increase in wealth with only 1% of the people. In the last 2 years, the richest 1% have accrued twice as much wealth as anyone else at a time when a cost of living crisis is affecting billions of people. And for over 1.7 billion workers, inflation is outpacing wages, and this can't go on. And frankly, if we want a world where we are living as equals and where we can meet each other on eye level, we have to also face the fact that wealth inequality is really destroying this equality. It's destroying our democracies. It's destroying our planet. We see that when we leave all this wealth to rich people, they don't save our world, because if they would, we would already be saved. So the WEF to say that they are committed to improving the state of the world, this is a bad joke.
Do you understand, though, that lots of very, very wealthy people may well be reluctant to pay more tax? And of course, political leaders are reluctant to force them to do it because they see them as part of that arm of developing their economies, residing next to power, as you have outlined, for all kinds of different reasons.
Yeah, that's cowardice is what this is called. And also, politicians don't fear taxing people who they're not afraid of, that they might use their influence in order to say, well, we don't like to be taxed this way, please stop doing that. And frankly, if we want to live in a democracy and if we want to live in a state where we are political equals and where we care for all sorts of justice, we have to face the fact that all of the tax money, it's not spent perfectly. I don't say that states spend money perfectly well, but also, like, if you look at what rich people do, they tend to do more harm than good with the money that they have. But we all need public infrastructure. We all need public services. To treat taxes as if it was waste, it's a ridiculous way of looking at it. We need it. We must make sure that wealth inequality doesn't, frankly, endanger not only the planet, but also people who are really suffering from the fact that they're not even close to being able to ever affording a home, or not sure whether they can heat and or eat by the, 20th of the month, something like that. We can fight wealth inequality. We can reduce this power and redemocratize this power. We can reduce this wealth and redemocratize this wealth and use it to fuel our public infrastructure and public services, something that everybody profits from.
What kind of response are you expecting to get to what comes across as quite radical thinking for those people who are, one could argue, quite complacent at Davos?
I don't know if they will pay much attention. I don't care for rich people's agreement, frankly, because I think it's good if they agree, because that shows that they have some sort of decency left. But for political leaders, I think it's evident that they will not get around addressing this question seriously, addressing all the models that are out in order to tax wealth properly and to face the power imbalance that is created by wealth inequality as well.
That was multi-millionaire heiress Marlene Engelhorn. This is NewsHour.